So we thank my nephew, Jacob Simons, for sponsoring this month's learning in honor of my grandfather. He should live and be well. So we're picking up with Daf Zayin. This will be the last Chabura before we get into the Moses Shemra Sugya. It sounds like everyone's up to there already in terms of Seder. And Moshe will, Mirtz Hashem, give Chabura tomorrow. Sorry for the change. That's totally my fault. I'm traveling on Wednesday. But that's, as everyone here knows, to ensure that you guys have unlimited years in the Kol, as Rabbi Willig noted. So it's for your own benefit. So Wednesday, we're not going to have Chabura in the morning. Moshe will deliver a Chabura tomorrow on Tosis in the Sugya of Motzi Shemra. So, but you'll all have seen it on Chesam and Aleph, yeah. Ksuba Daraisa, Rashi and Tosis. And then we won't have Chabur on Wednesday, but Rabbi Per will give the afternoon Chabur on Wednesday. This way we don't double up on Tuesday, we're just flipping Tuesday and Wednesday. Makes sense? Do you need that explained again, or can Zach explain it to you later? Okay, you'll figure it out. Just write it down, and you'll ask the Kashas after. So that'll be Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday, Parsha Chabura. Next week, we'll be back to normal. I'll try to say something on Motzi Shemra on Monday. But for now, let's just try to, for Ritzifus, to try to get through all the Gemaras together, and Chabur would be nice, so let's try to do from where we left off, Daf Zayin, through Daf Ches to Araku. So, the Gemara Daf Zayin, Amun Aleph, and Sanhedrin has a few Mila D'Agadata. So, one of the earlier ones on the page, the Gemara says that the Pasuk tells us, how does it go? Poter Mayim Reishis Madon. That's the only part that's important, right? I don't remember the rest of the pasuk. Poter mayim reishis madon. So what does it mean, poter mayim reishis madon? So one of the interpretations in the Gemara was that's about bitsua, that's about pshara. What if you don't hold that's about bitsua, that's about pshara? So what else might that pasuk mean? So the Gemara says what? Poter mayim reishis madon means ein tchilas dino shel adam ela al ha-talmud. Someone read it for me, or... Here, yeah. Ein tchilas dino shel adam nidon, or not nidon. Ella al divrei Torah. Shneimar poter mayim reishis madon. Meaning what? Mayim is Torah's nimshel al mayim. So poter mayim, if someone pates himself from the mayim, from Torah, reishis madon. That's the first thing he will be judged on. That's the first thing he'll get judgment on. And that's the pshat on the pasuk. Okay. So the Rambam. Maybe we'll go in a different order. Sorry. So Tosas Kasha. Everyone saw Tosas. Tosas Kasha here. El al divrei Sora. V'had amrinan b'parakam b'madlikin Shabbos daf lamed aleph. Shishalon. First they asked the guy when he go. First they asked the guy after Misa Shishalon nasata. I don't know how to say it. Nasata v'nasata be'emuna. V'achar kach kavata itum l'Torah. So the Gemara in Shabbos tells us what the six questions they get asked after death. Nasata v'nasata be'emuna. Kavata itum l'Torah. Asakta b'peri v'rivya, tzipis li'yeshua, pilpalta, and havinosa davar mitoch davar, right? Those are the six. So the order is different, right? First, the Gemara says, in Shabbos, it says, nasata v'nasata b'emuna, which the stam, the interpretation means you did honest business. Then it says, kavati l'm Torah, it asks about Talmud Torah. Here, we're saying, reishis madon, the first thing you're nidon on is Talmud Torah. So what's, right? Stira, good. So Tosas give two answers, both interesting. First answer, Hasam in Shabbos, but Adam she'osik b'Torah ma'iri. Somebody does learn elish lo kava'itim. He learns just not in a consistent, you know, not properly apportioned times. V'hacha ma'iri k'shlo asa klal. If you manage don't do any Talmud Torah at all, then that's the first thing you're gonna get rocked for in the din. But if you learn, it's just a detail that you're kavatit or not. So first thing that's going to matter is your honesty in business. Okay, interesting answer. Inami sholin lo tchila al masu matan be'emuna. No, the other answer is maybe we really do ask. They do ask in Shamayim. The first they ask you about your business dealings. But you're first going to get punished for divrei Torah. So the first thing they're going to ask you about is nasas v'nasata be'emuna. Then you're going to get meted out the judgment for those things. The punishments you're going to deserve for them in Gehenna, or whatever it's referred to as, you're going to get punished for Talmud Torah. Again, interesting, like, why that, what's the pshat that it would switch up? Okay. Either way, so in Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, in his Sefer, Drupta Gidaraisa, very nice Sefer, so he has a simon on this, And he has a diak. This is just Gishmak. I'll quote you something else in a second, Bli Neder. He has a diak in Rashi in two places. I couldn't find the second Rashi, so someone will try to find that for me. He said it's in Gitnan Samaches, but I don't think it's there, or I just missed it. So he has two diak in Rashi. The sugya comes up again in Maseches Kedushin on Daf Mem Amud Beis. So there the Gemara has a tzushtel, I think, between... which one's bigger, Talmud or Maisa? And the Gemara says Talmud, and maybe the Maisa is bigger, is Gadol Me Maisa, right? Talmud, and maybe the Maisa. So there, the Gemara like it's sort of like it brings a raya for that from our case. She'ein Adam Nidon Ella Al Torah Tchila Reishis Madon, as we have in our Gemara. So there, Rashi interprets that when the Gemara says that a person is first judged for Talmud Torah and Shemayim, listen to this: is one word, Kishem Shedin. Puranus Torah called him Ladin Puranus Maisa. So Rashi says, not din, meaning it's not that the first shaila a person gets asked, not the first interrogation, the first question in the interrogation, but rather Kishem Shedin Puranus Torah called him Ladin Puranus Maisa. I mean, the first thing that you get Puranus for. What does Puranus mean? Puranus means onesh. It means punishment. So it sounds like, this is what Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Silver points out, it sounds like Rashi is interpreting like Tosus in Maseches Kedushin that, that tchilas dino shel adam al divrei Torah, like our Gemara, really refers to the onesh, not the din itself. And the Gemara in Shabbos is about the din itself. Again, he says he has a Rashi in Gittin Sam Chesam Beis, but it might be a typo in the Sefer. Yeah. Okay. Good. There are other yeshuvim for this stira that Tosas point out outside of Tosas, meaning there are ways to explain Tosas because Tosas has strange answers. There are also other answers that the Achronim give or other Rishonim talk about. Just three that stand out. There's really many, but three that stand out. Rabbi Yitzchak Saratzkin has in his Sefer Gvuras Yitzchak on Shavuos and on he has in the same Sefer Talmud Torah Hilchos Talmud Torah. So he says maybe the Gemara is talking about two different types of people. The Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin is talking about you guys. If you're someone who's Taraso Umnaso, so what do you think the first thing Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask you when you get to Shemayim? He's going to say, "Did you learn well? Did you learn Stark? And if you didn't, then what were you doing with your time? What were you doing with your life? You're supposed to be sitting and learning, and you didn't do that. That's going to be the first thing. Reishis Poter Mayim, Reishis Madon. You're going to get Dan the Talmud Torah first." But the Gemara in Shabbos is talking about someone like me, a balabas, a fundraiser. Like, you're just a working man, so you're not supposed to be in learning all the time. What's the main thing? What's your main tafkid, your main tachlis? Nasasa v'nasata b'emuna. Did you do your business? Was your masamat? And honestly, yeah, you also have to be kovei itin. You have to find time to learn in between. But that's not going to be the first thing you're judged on. So the Reb Saratzkin says that's the two Gemaras, not a stira, but talking about two different types of people.
Marsha here says it also.
So I thought I saw the Maharsha say something similar. I wasn't sure if it was the same thing. It says the same thing? Yeah. He doesn't quote the Maharsha, but I saw it afterwards. Okay. Sorry. Or that's also a limud.
Yeah.
Okay. The second a very geshmakadiyak from Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, from the same Sefer, same Simon, is that if you look in our Gemara, so the Gemara says that the first thing you're going to be omed on the din is Divrei Torah. So what does Rashi say? Tchilas Dino. Rashi says two words. What does Rashi say? Tchilas Dino? La'asid Lava. So Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer says, what's La'asid Lava? What is Rashi adding here? La'asid Lava, obviously it's going to be in the future that you're going to get a din. It's not like we're going to have a basin shel mata that's dawning on your Bittul Torah. Furthermore, Rashi doesn't say La'asid Lava in the Gemara and Shabbos. So that's obviously the start of an answer. But what's prophet over here? The Rashi says La'asid Lava. There he doesn't. So he says, Yadua, he quotes the Gemara and Darim with Aran. He also quotes the Ramchal in a few places. But he says, Yadua, Zach can give us a chabur on this hopefully more in depth. But Yadua, there are two points of din after Misa. Alpi Kabbalah, Alpi Nistar, there are two points of din after Misa. Zach's ringing bells, or you'll tell us later. So right when a person dies, right away, when he passes away, so there's an immediate din, like right at that moment. There's also a din, apparently, of La'asid Lavo, which is when a person's getting up for Tchias HaMesim, that's like the ultimate Yom HaDin. So, the Gemara Shana.
Who's going to go?
Doesn't Rabbi Nachman pick them up from Gehenna by the Peah? I'm confused. That's the din of Tchias Hamesim. Is that second din?
Yeah, that's what it says there. As opposed to the first.
What that? I don't know.
Tazayin, like
right.
The Brisa brought right after the din of Tchias Hamesim.
Okay. So yeah. So Willie's gonna give a chabur on it, I guess. Fine. So there's two stages of din. So, but that's the diak and Rashi here. You hear? So Rashi here is saying. Tchilas dino shel adam avada, when a person passes away, the first thing he's going to be asked is six questions as listed in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Lamed Aleph. But la'asid lava, when he has that second din, when he's trying to be omid for tchias amesim, so that second din, la'asid lava, says Rashi, that's when it's going to be, the first question is going to be about the Talmud Torah. It's not a stira. It's talking about two different tkufas of din that a person has, la'achar misa. Perigishmak, that's what he says in Rashi on Daf Zayin here in Maseches Sanhedrin. Yeah, the most famous way to get out of the question Tosas is the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon in his Chidushim on Maseches Shabbos. So he says that he interprets all six of those questions to be about Talmud Torah. Nasasa v'nasata b'emuna. Did you like learn in Yoni Emuna? And each of the questions is really about different parts of Torah and different ways of learning Torah, etc. So if that's true, then there's no stira. Meaning the Gemara in Sanhedrin is saying the first thing a person gets judged for is Talmud Torah. The Gemara in Shabbos is going in depth in terms of what the questions are about Talmud Torah. It's not a stira between the two Gemaras. Yeah, I thought you could have a ha'ara from a line in the Rambam, but maybe we'll be doche. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim in Gimel Nandalid, so he has this chapter in Mor Nevuchim, he's trying to explain the difference between Chachma. No, sorry, he's trying to give you like four or five different meanings of the word Chachma. Just an example. Chachma obviously means wisdom. But it could also mean havanas chachma lo, meaning it could mean ha'arama. It could mean, you know, making a subterfuge, being cunning. It could also mean a type of malacha. Chacham lev is someone who knows how to weave and build, or tkiyas shofar is chachmahu velo malacha, meaning it could mean expertise in something. So the word chachma can mean different things. So in that context, the Rambam says, and I'll read for you a few lines as follows, because you'll see, you would think it's Nogeah, but maybe it's not. But it's interesting. HaChachamim, I'm reading from I typed this, it's from the Schwartz edition, so if you're looking in the, sorry, we're going to have to edit it. so if you're reading from the Bar Ilan, the words will be a little different. HaChachamim gam tziyunu shemei adam nidreshes betchila yidiyas Torah. You see in Chazal that the first thing that a person is called to task for is yidiyas HaTorah. Yedias is dafka, meaning yedias is opposed to chachma star. Yedias haTorah. La'achar zos nidreshes menu chachma. After that, he gets danned on chachma haTorah. La'achar zos nidresh menu mashemut alav mehilchus haTorah. After that is halacha, meaning knowing Torah, understanding Torah, and then applying all those klalim havinos davar pilpul. Klomer lahakish masharay shiase, to apply it halacha ma'aseh. Kach ray shiase, that's the order it should go in. This is also a big muster and a big yisod. Tchili yesh ladas yedios eilu b'kabbalah. First, you have to learn things and realize they're true. You accept them because you learned them. Achar zos yesh hochichan b'hochachos mofsis. Then you should go ahead and try to prove those things and understand those things deeply. Achar zos yesh lefarid as a ma'asim shebahem tiyah ha'hisnagos tova. After that, you should go ahead and try to apply them halacha lemaisa. So that's like our procedure. It takes about a year for a person to know all of Torah in Shana Aleph, or if you stay Shana Bet l'chumra. Then it takes 3 quick years of half a day of learning to really understand all those things very deeply. And then you should move into smicha and understand everything halacha lemaisa, how it applies. That's where l'chora, that's where we got the procedure from. So that's what the Rambam says, is that you're supposed to first go in that order, chronologically. That's how you conquer Torah and become a chacham. Okay, but listen to this. To prove that, again, first yediyah, then understanding a little deeply, then davar mitoch davar, kind of applying it. Zeh lashonam zal. This is what they say in the Gemara. Bidvar heyosa adam nitva laseis din v'cheshman al shloshen yanim eila b'seidar zeh. That's the Ram says. That's what a person is going to be called to task for on these three things when he passes away. Kisha adam nichnas ladin tchila omer mlo. He's quoting the Gemara in Shabbos. When a person goes into din tchila omer mlo, the first thing they say to him, kavati itin la Torah. That's not what our Gemara says, right? It says Nasasa v'Nasata b'Emuna. Okay, Kavati Yitl Matora, Pilpalta b'Chachma, Havinosa Davar Mitoch Davar. So the Ram says a raya, a proof text for what he's saying from the Gemara in Shabbos, that the Tchilas Dino Shel Adam is in this order, meaning it goes from knowing Torah to understanding Torah to applying Torah. So l'chora, it sounds like the Rambam is saying differently from our Gemara. He's putting kavata itim la-Torah first. So it could be that the Rambam was machria, meaning he saw two Gemaras, and he was machria that it must be that kavata itim la-Torah is really the first question, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin that we have says tchilas dino is tam Torah. So it must be kavata itim la-Torah is first. And if that were the case, then what's the pshat in Masechta Shabbos? The pshat in Masechta Shabbos, which the Beis Yosef already says this for the tour in Siman Kufin and Hay and Arachayim, the pshat in Masechta Shabbos is that the drush in Masechta Shabbos is not the order that it happens in Shemayim, it's the order of the pasuk. The pasuk describes six questions according to Chazal. So they darshan that pasuk, al seder a pasuk, but that doesn't imply anything about chronologically how that interrogation will take place in Shemayim. So maybe the Rambam was machria that the right order is kavat itim la Torah first. The other option is he had a different girsa, which some people say that the Rambam had a different girsa in the Gemara and Shabbos. Those are both possibilities, but l'chora, this is what I think, maybe this is obvious to everyone, is not a raya at all from the Rambam, no? In Mor Nebuchim. What is the Rambam? The Rambam is talking about what's the order of, I don't know, whatever, we'll call it kinyan ha-Torah. So first it has to be kviyas itim la-Torah, then it has to be pilpul, then it has to be havinos davar mitoch davar. So the Rambam is not telling, in order to tell us that the Rambam doesn't have to quote Nasasa v'nasata v'emuna, Asakta v'puravu, Tzipizli Yeshua. Those three things are not relevant to what he's talking about. What he means to say is that of the Torah questions that you're asked in Shemayim, which are three of the six, of the Torah questions, here's the order the Chazal go in, and that's not different than our Girsa. That's exactly the same as our Girsa. He skips Kavat Itim LaTorah not because it's not first, but because it's not relevant to what he's talking about. So he's picking the three things that matter. Otherwise, you have to assume his girsa is so different that it's basically three Torah questions. It's possible. This would mean that he had different girsa, and he's telling us the beginning and saying v'chule and the rest of the Gemara. But isn't it just as likely that he nitpicked out the three that were relevant and doesn't tell you anything about the order? And if that's the case, I don't think you have a raya from the Rambam that he's learning up the sugya differently based on our Gemara. Does that make sense? Is that clear? Yeah. Yeah, there's another interesting Rambam, very interesting Rambam, very difficult Rambam. So the Gemara says, again, Poter Mayim Reishis Madon, Tchilas Dino Sh'adam is Eino Nidon Ala Divrei Torah. So if you look at the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah Lacha Hei, the Rambam quotes this. Tchilas Dino Sh'adam Eino Nidon Ala Al Talmud, V'achar Kach Al Shar Maisav. V'achar Kach Al Shar Maisav, I don't really need that. Al Shar Maisav. Okay, so first you get judged on Talmud Torah, like our Gemara says, and then Shar Maisav. Fine. Then the Rambam says something funny. People saw this Rambam? A funny thing after this. This is very interesting. Very difficult. Tchilas Dino Shel Adam Gimel Hay. Eino Ela Al HaTalmud. V'achakach Al Shar Maisav. Lefichach means because of, therefore, very much inherently based on what we just said. Lefichach Amru Chachamim. La'olam yasog adam b'torah, afilu shelo lishma, shemitok shelo lishma balishma. So here too, if you're using the Bar Ilan, there's a, I thought a very mashma'uti difference in text, but it's not right. It's not in any of the kisayat. But the way the Ram says here is a very strange flow of logic. No, a person is ultimately going to be judged first on divrei Torah, Talmud Torah. Because of that, Chazal said la'olam yasog adam b'torah shelo lishma, afilu shelo lishma balishma. Meaning, first of all, what's the lefikach? What's the connection? What's the tushdel between the fact that we're judged on Torah first and the fact that we're therefore le'olam yasog adam b'torah bein lishma bein shelo lishma? That's first of all. Second of all, what's the reason that a person is supposed to be osik b'torah shelo lishma? What the Rambam says right after, shemitoch shelo lishma balishma. So the lefikach doesn't make sense in minei uvei. It also doesn't make sense towards the end of the seifa of the Rambam, because that is not the lefikach. The lefikach is, since it's balishma, therefore learn shalolishma. It's not since you're judged on Torah first, therefore learn shalolishma, because ultimately we'll get to lishma. It's like totally superfluous. You hear the akasha? Very difficult. Very, very difficult Rambam. So I never heard an answer from Turiski on this. He brought it up. We've spoken about this Rambam in the past, but I never heard an answer. But maybe a suggestion. It must be wrong. He didn't say this. It must be wrong, but maybe you'll tell me why, or maybe we'll decide why later. So the Rambam in the Hakdama to Perek Chelek in the Perish Mishnayis, so the Rambam talks about the din of La'olam Yasuk Adam B'Torah Shalol Lishma, Shemitok Shalol Lishma Kval Lishma. So first of all, there are a few interesting things in the Rambam. He has a whole Ma'arach here. It's an Arichas. But he has a few interesting points, one of which is that in the Yad, he really never mentions, the Gemara says, L'olam yasog adam b'torah uve mitzvos, shalol lishma, shemitol shalol lishma balishma. The Rambam only talks about in the Yad, Talmud Torah, not mitzvos. In the Perish Mishnayis, I think he goes back and forth a little bit, but it's not really important for us right now. But the Rambam basically tells us that it's interesting. L'chor, the whole mimer is tamua, no? Meaning, I understand that the right way to learn Torah and the right way to do mitzvahs, if you want to include that, is to do it l'shma, l'shem shemayim. Okay. That's the kavana ha-retsuya, that's the kavana ha-tahora, that's the kavana the Torah wants us to have. I get that. But if I can't be mekayim, the kavana, at the highest level, what would my havmina be? Therefore, I shouldn't do the mitzvah? No, so do the mitzvah b'dievid style, do the mitzvah without the perfect kavana. Why does Chazal need to tell us, mitok shalol l'shma b'alashma, therefore you should learn Torah even shalol l'shma? No, you should learn Torah even shalol l'shma because it's still a mitzvah to learn Torah. It's still the right thing to do. Okay, so hopefully you'll get better at it, or maybe you'll never get better at it. What's the difference? What's nafga mina? Whether it's bal l'shma. You gotta do mitzvahs even if you don't have the proper kavana. Make sense, the question? So the Rambam gives it, basically accounts for this. The Rambam basically says that we have it all wrong. First of all, the Rambam thinks that that learning Torah shalol l'shma, this is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and others, learning Torah shalol l'shma doesn't just mean that you don't have l'shem shemayim in mind, it means that you have in mind to make money off of it, to be called, to get covet out of it, something that you tangible. The Vilna Gaon has this also in his Igaris, and the Ramchal has this in Mesilas Sharm like that, and I believe Nefesh HaChaim also learns this way, that there's actually an attempt to gain covet is already called shalol l'shma. So the Rambam makes it clear in the Perish Mishnayis, again, is Hakdam Dechelek, he makes it clear that Be'emes, it would have been usser to learn Torah shalol l'shma. And he says that's what Chazal were saying when they said not to make an atara, that you shouldn't make it a crown that you're crowning yourself with, not to make it a kardom lachbarbo. It would have been usser, it would have been forbidden to learn Torah shalol l'shma, to try to gain covet. Elamai, and this is where it's mafurish, the Rambam says, lachain, heitiru lahamon lihishar bedaitam. Chazal gave a heter, they gave a license, they allowed people to learn Torah, even though it's shalol l'shma. La'olam yazog adam b'torah, afilu shalol l'shma, b'toch shalol l'shma ba'al l'shma. So that's what Rambam says, that it would have been usser to learn Torah shalol l'shma. Elamai, Chazal came, Rabbi Yehud Amarav, la'olam yazog adam b'torah shalol l'shma, shemitoch shalol l'shma ba'al l'shma, because it's going to lead, potentially, ultimately, to l'shma. Therefore, it's mutter, it's permissible. You have license to learn Torah shalol l'shma, but it would have been usser. Without that. So again, we're getting somewhere. Meaning, you need a lefikach. Meaning, it would have been usser to learn Torah shalol l'shma without a heter. But it didn't answer our question. The Rambam, right? Because the Rambam said, "What's the lefikach going on?" The Rambam says, "Because you're judged on Talmud Torah first in Shemayim, therefore yasuk b'Torah shalol l'shma shemitol shalol l'shma l'shma." First of all, the repetition, because he's saying a different reason. Second of all, it's not connected to the first part at all. So dayan sarachin in the Rambam. But here, b'Torah sefer, maybe a suggestion. Maybe you really need both reasons for the Rambam. Maybe like this. The starting point, like we just explained, the starting point is that it's usher to learn Torah shalol l'shma. It's usher. Elamai, Chazal saw that if a person learns shalol l'shma for long enough, different people, different amounts, and different ways, but ultimately it will be bal l'shma. And because of that, what? Because of that, it is mutter to engage in Talmud Torah shalol l'shma. Why? Because it will ultimately lead to l'shma. Everyone with me so far? That's easy. The heter is that it might come to l'shma, so therefore it's mutter. Now I have a question. Should I therefore do it? So it's mutter, okay. It's also mutter to know all of Shas, and I don't do that. So you don't do everything that's mutter, right? So it's mutter to learn. It's mutter to learn Torah shalol l'shma. Why? Because we have a reason. The Chazal saw that ultimately it might lead you to be l'shma. Fine. So now, what's better for me to do? So I could have had two ideas. One is, oh, so maybe I should do it, and there's a chance that after a few years of learning shalol l'shma, which is be'etzem an avera, be'etzem a pagam, that's duchuya because of this far off reason. So maybe I should engage in Talmud Torah and ultimately I'll become l'shma. That's one possibility. My other thought could have been, I should just sit back and not learn Torah. Because why would I want to engage in it in the wrong way? Maybe I should only spend time on Musar first and learn how to be more l'shem shemayim and then I'll be osik b'Torah. Who says I should take advantage of that heter? Who says? So comes the Rambam and says, no. Because once a person realizes that tchilas dino shel adam is on Talmud Torah, that all of life is dependent on Talmud Torah. That whether it's because Talmud may be the Maisa, which is what the Gemara in Kedushin really says, and what the Rambam says in the previous halacha, whether it's because the Torah is ultimately going to lead you to Shmiras HaMitzvos, even if you're Shalol Lishma, you have to learn in order to know what to do. So maybe it's because of that. Or maybe it's because Be'etzem, Torah has a segula to it, that it's Ma'arech Yamim, and that it's it fights the Yetzer Hara for you, whatever the reason is. But once a person realizes Tchilas Dino is on Talmud Torah is all of life. So a person then realizes not only is it mutter to engage in Talmud Torah Shalol Lishma, but actually I should take advantage of that heter. I should use that license that Chazal gave me. Says the Rambam, Tchilas Dino Shal Adam is Al Talmud Torah. Lithichach, therefore, be Osig in Torah Shalol Lishma, which is mutter because of mitoch shalol lishma balishma. But the reason why it makes sense to take advantage of that heter, to use the opportunity to actually learn Torah shalol lishma, is because of the godless of Talmud Torah that the Rambam is spelling out for us here. Tchilas dino is eno el al Talmud Torah. Okay, if it's tchilas dino eno el al Talmud Torah, I realize the weight, the significance, the severity of bittul Torah. I realize the importance, the weight, and the significance of learning Torah. So then I'll take advantage of that heter and learn shalol lishma, and b'siyat lishma, it'll become lishma. Maybe that's the pshat in the Hemshech HaDvarim in the Rambam of the Lefichach back on the Rishis Dino Al Tam Torah. Ulay. Yeah. On Zainam Beis, the top, so the Gemara says, Darsh Reb Yoshi of Yitamer Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Second time we're quoting Reb Nachman today. Maidach Siv Beis David Ko Amar Hashem Dino Levokar Mishpat. Do judgment la boker. V'chiba boker danim v'chol yomein danim? What do you mean? You could dan a din Torah any time of day. No, elim bar l'cha davar kaboker. If it's very, very clear to you, it's exceedingly clear to you, like the morning, amreu. Then you should say, v'im la'av al tomreu. If not, don't say it. So we saw what the Likud Rashi pointed out. I forgot. We saw somewhere as Mitzuyan. Either way. Rabbi Per quoted this Gemara in his Chabur about Melech. So the Gemara Megillah on Daf Yadalad quotes Abigail's Hasaga on David HaMelech. He says, I can't look at Maris at night. And she says, V'chi dan din nefashos b'ayla? You can't dan din nefashos either. Okay, it was a case of more than Malchus. But anyways, that's the context of the Gemara. V'chi dan din nefashos b'ayla. We know that you're not allowed to dan din nefashos b'ayla. Fine. What's the source for ain't dan din nefashos b'ayla? So Rashi on Daf Yadalad, Meseches Megillah says, V'chi dan din nefashos b'ayla, V'hak siv, dino levoker, mishpat. You have in the Rashbam, Bab Basra, Kufi Gimel also. Shein Dan Nos Han Ela Bayom, Kishar Dine Mamanos, Dechsiv Behu, Beis David, Dinu Lavoker, Mishpat. So from Rashi and Megillah and the Rashbam and Bab Basra, you see that this Pasuk, Dinu Lavoker, Mishpat, is the source for Ein Danin Ela Bayom. So two haras on that, no answer, but two haras. First of all, from our Gemara, you see that's not what Chazal understood Boker to mean. Not just that they darshan something else. That we can get around the ones on Asmachta. But not just that they darshan something else. The word boker in our Gemara means clarity. It means zrichas shemesh. It means sunrise. It means the sun being up and brightening, you know, the situation so that you could see better, as opposed to darkness. Boker means morning in that sense. Meaning it means the beginning of the day when it's very bright. It doesn't mean daytime versus nighttime. So that's first of all, just in terms of the drasha, the word boker, he means boker, meaning the light of morning, not the daytime. That's first of all. Second of all, Chazal, Maseches Yevamos, elsewhere, have different drashas entirely for Ein Dan Ela Bayom. So first of all, Rashi and the Rashbam seem to have like made up this source. I don't know. It's not in the Gemara that this is the source for not doing Din in Yom, and not doing Din Ela Bayom. But secondly, it doesn't seem like that's how Chazal learned the Pasuk. If they learned Pasuk boker, it means something very different. So I don't know. Yeah, the very next Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yonasan Mehacha related, Emor l'chachma chosi at, imbar l'cha adavar kachos, chashi asur l'cha amreyu v'mlav al tamreyu. If something's very clear to you, so clear, how does the Gemara qualify how clear it is? It's so clear that it's as clear as it is to you that your sister is one of the Arayos. This din is so clear to you like that, then you should pass the judgment, then you should mete out the judgment. But if not, then don't render a psak, because it has to have total clarity in order to have a psak in din. So what's the pshat in the tzushdal between Isser Achos Isra Achoscha and the clarity of a din, specifically meaning all the Arayos are Asr, and all of them are Mefurish B'kra. So, I mean, many of them, most of them are Mefurish B'kra. So, so why Dafka, why is sister singled out? So two Mahalchim, opposites, two opposite Mahalchim opposing each other. The first one is what Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes in the Beis HaOtzer from the Maharal. So it's a Maharal, but it's just the way I saw it was from Rabbi Yosef Engel. In, I don't remember, oh, you saw it more recently, but it's Achva is the thing. What's the?
Nun, I think.
Nun? Okay. Achva, meaning the way the Beis HaOtzer works is it's an encyclopedia. It's Ma'arech is Aleph and Beis. We only have Aleph and Beis. For now. In Achva, Aleph Ches, which I guess is the 50th one or whatever, he has this Maharal quote there. He says, Va'perish, Emor l'chaf machos ya, Lashon achos is mi Lashon ichui. The word ach, brother, sister, comes from the shoresh of ichui, meaning to be ma'ache something, to sew something together, to mend something, to bring it together. V'amar kasev, shetia achachma mechubarase lav legamre, rotzolomar bar vaday. It should be so clear to you, like a sister, meaning the same way a sister is, well, the same way achva means that something is very, very close together, it's a very close relationship, so too, you and chachma should have such a close relationship that it's just totally, totally clear and it's absorbed in your bones. She'ein lecha chibur yoser k'mo achoscha. There is no greater bond between two people than a brother and a sister, presumably the same as a brother and a brother, but we're just talking about a brother and sister because we're in the parasha of Arayos. U'lekach pashat isura. That's why it's so pashat that it's usher for one to marry a sister. It's so obvious. Ki arayos hem akrov mel adam lekach nesru. What's the yisod of arayos? The yisod of arayos is some things are too close for comfort. So here is a list of things that are too close for comfort. What's the most obvious out of the entire list? So a father and a son, they're a generation apart. You know, good, a father and a son in both directions. A father and a daughter, or a son and a mother. Right, they're a generation apart. So they're very, very close. I mean, they're very close, and it is one of the Arayos. But they're far enough apart that you could think there's a little bit of a distinction. A brother and a sister are basar echad. They're like, they're the same generation. They're from the same parents. They're mamish the same genes, just mixed up a little bit differently. It's mamish ichui. It's mamish close together. Kamo basar echad legamre. And because of that, a person knows. It's so obvious and intuitive and clear that the person is usher and his sister. So the same way that's so obvious to us, that's the most obvious of all the Arayos, because of the connection is so close, and Arayos is based on closeness, so too you should have a chachma that's so close to you and so obvious, like the inherent obviousness that your sister is usher to you. Rav Tursky Shlita B'Shaito said the exact opposite mahalach, but so good. So he said like this, Be'emes, the Isser Achoscha, the Isser to marry one sister, is really the least intuitive out of all the Arayos. It's the least intuitive out of all the Arayos. Why? We know Chazal say in Maseches Yevamos that they recommend that a person marry his niece, his sister's daughter. Why? Something, the Mazalos are more aligned. They have similar Mazalos, and therefore the Shidduch will be Olahagun more likely. Again, you find, yeah. Our parshios, right? Marrying into the family is good, the Gemara says, and the closest you can get, the closer the better, because the mazals are more aligned. So a person can't marry their sister, but the sister's kid, if it's mutter, then lechora it's the best idea. Be'emes, the whole world was built on brothers marrying sisters. Kain and Hevel, ol mechasi dibane. So, Lefis Seichel Ha'enoshi, just intuitively, the way we would think and plan if we were doing it ourselves, we should think that not only the most permissible, but also the most advisable and the most fitting shidduch is with one sister. That's the logic that a person could come to, based on Chazal, but that's the logic. Elamai, the Torah comes and says, Achoscha is asur lecha. Even Aschoscha, who you would think is the most logical shidduch for you because she's the closest with Mazalos and it's going to be the best shidduch, you guys are going to be so in line and so in tune, that makes the most sense for you to get married, the Torah says, still, don't get married to a sister. Ah, says the Gemara like this. This is so geschmack. Says the Gemara like this. I would think, logically, my human intellect would tell me to marry my sister. Says the Torah, don't do it. the clarity with which I realize that that's Aser al pi Seichel HaTorah, without any Ratzon HaAdam, without any Seichel HaEnoshi playing into it, meaning totally and entirely divorced from, unrelated to, human logic or intellect, only because of Ratzon Hashem, only because the Torah said so, ach v'rak, because the Torah came and Asered it, because it's exclusively Seichel HaTorah, that's why my sister does it to me. Say Chazal, when you don a Din Torah, make sure you cut everything else out of the picture. Make sure you look at the Din Torah and you say, what does a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah say about this Din? And if you could figure out, it's like a Choscha, that everything in your logic says one way, but the Torah logic says a different way, and you would still follow Torah logic, the Seichel HaTorah is the only thing that's motivating you and pushing you, that's Bar Lecha Ka'achoscha Sha'asur Lo. Then you have a clarity that's only al pi Seichel HaTorah and not al pi any other Seichel at all, not al pi Seichel HaNoshi. That's the level of clarity and the level of commitment we want you to have to Ratzon HaTorah, not Ratzon HaDayin, but Ratzon HaTorah when you're dining in Din Torah. So Bar L'cha Ka'achoscha is the opposite of the Maharal. It's not that it's the most intuitive that's Aser. Adrava, it's the most intuitive that it's Mutter, and still it's Aser al pi HaTorah. So too, every time you render a Psak, it should be because it's clear and totally and only motivated by the Torah's seichel and not your seichel. Yeah, the Gemara, a little bit down, says, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Asar Shiyosh Medin, 10 people come to Dan Adin Torah, Kolar Talib Tzavra Kulan, all of them are going to take the achrayas of the psak, meaning if they make the wrong psak, they're all going to be held accountable for what they did wrong. Pshita, no, Lo Tzricha El Atam Adi Yosh Lev Narabo, fine. Seems like it's related to this, which is part of the issue, but it seems like it's related to this. The Gemara continues with two stories. Rav Huna, ki hava asli dina lekameh. When Rav Huna would get a din Torah, michnif umaisi asara abana mebe rav. So he'd bring in, this is a shiloh, does he mean he'd bring in 10 including himself? He would back out and have 10, or bring in 10 including himself? Or he'd bring in 11? The Rambam, if you remember back in the day, had a girsa, I don't know, girsa, whatever, he had a sack of 11. 11 is better than 3. Why'd he come with 11, not 10? Right, remember, 10 is better than 3, but 11 is better than 10. So maybe the 11 is because Rav Huna plus 10 people. Either way, Rav Huna would bring in 10 people, 10 Rabbanan, 10 Dayanim, to judge the case with him. Why? Why did he do that? Amar, he explained. We'll keep reading, then we'll do Rashi. Rav Ashi, ki hava asi treif salakame, when there was a treifa that came before him, they had to pass it on. So he'd bring all the tabachim, all of the butchers, who were obviously experts in what a treifa would look like, he would bring them to help him. Amar ki yechnilim tayen shiva d'mikshura. What does this all mean? So, kol ataloi, Rashi says, on shashal ataya. Fine. Dinim tayan or nemtian, I don't know how to pronounce it, shiva mikshura, says Rashi, shiyigi enu nesoros katana menakora. I'll only get a splinter, meaning if the beam is going to fall down on me for passing the wrong way, only a splinter will touch me. Kolomar, shim nata, nite, sorry, im nite, if I make a mistake, we make a mistake, yishtali sha'onesh ben kulanu, vi yakelu me'elai, whatever, but it'll be lightened, the load will be lightened on my shoulders, meaning the whole roof is going to crashing down. If I'm the only person there, we know the end of the story. But if there's 10 other people there, then we're each going to take part of the brunt of that disaster. That's how Rashi interprets. The Rambam that we've quoted in the past, Parak Beis of Sanhedrin Halachi Yad Gimel, says, Afal Bisha Beistin Shal Shlosha Beistin Shalim Hu, three is enough. Kol Zman Shein Rabim Harizim Meshubach, to add more is better. And that was our first, I think our first chabur, we mentioned that the more the better, because you add clarity to the din. Umutav Sheyachtach HaDin Be'echad Asar. It's better to have 11 Yosem Yasar, even better than 10. Utsrichim Shiyu Yoshvim Kulam Sham based in Tamil Kham Ruim. Fine. The Torah quotes this and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. So where did the Rambam get this from, that it's better to have 10 Dayanim than 1, than 3 Dayanim? Where do you come up with that? Mutav, that you should have 10 Dayanim? So we have a Svara, but does he have any Makar for it? So the Beis Yosef says, the Makar is our Gemara. The Gemara says, when Rav Huna was donning in Torah, when Rav Ashi was donning a Psak and Trefa, they brought in help. They brought in their help. So, doesn't sound like Rashi, right? Meaning Rashi thinks you're bringing in that help in order to lighten the load, the burden of being wrong. The punishment shouldn't be as strong. From Rambam, it sounds like it's better for the dayan in the psak, meaning it's better for the din Torah that there be more dayanim there. It's mutav, and like we explained, there'll be more clarity because you're talking it out more extensively. So it could be the Rambam had a different gear, so it could be the Rambam had a different pshat in the Gemara. But either way, you see the Rambam's learning the Gemara a little bit differently, that the point of bringing in more people is really to help clarify the din, not so much to avoid the pitfalls of being the sole person responsible for a din which was passing incorrectly. Everyone with me so far in terms of the Rashi and Rambam? Easy, right? Okay, listen to this. This is interesting, I think. Or a little bit sarachian on Rashi. Nicha, the Gemara, the Maisa about Rav Huna. Rav Huna had a din Torah come before him, and he said, I don't know. I don't want to take this responsibility on my own. So what did he do? He got 10 local Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbanim Debei Rav. He brought them in, and he said, help me dan this din Torah. So that's very mistaber. They'll all take on some of the responsibility. They're all dining it together. But in Rav Ashi's case, what happened? A trefa came before him, meaning there was an animal in front of him, and he was trying to figure out, is this a... Trefa has, it's not only... But you can imagine, there are cases where it's just Mitzia's question. Yeah. No, that's not the point. The point is, let's say, mum kabo, mum over. Yeah. That is the... Sock. This, by trefa, that's not the...
What do you accomplish by having 10 post-mile?
Right, so... No, so 10... No. That doesn't bother me. I'll say what I was going to say, but I'm not sure it's going to come through, though. For Rashi, so what did you accomplish? Again, by Rav Huna, sorry for the tangent. By Rav Huna, you bring in 10 other dayanim. So again, we'll each take achrayas a little bit, and ultimately we'll all take the downfall together. That makes sense. By someone brings a trefa before you. Is this a mum? It's not a mum. Is this one of the trefos? So, if you bring in, I'm going to skip it. Never mind. Yeah, I'm not sure that's correct. Okay, Rashi on the bottom, we mentioned this in the past, Rashi here on Zion of Bez says that Gemara talks about Makla Ritzua, two types of instruments that a basin would have. One's a Makla, one's a Ritzua, so it was Meduyak and Rashi that one is for Makla's and one is for Makas Mardas, and we talked about how those are, maybe Lishtazo and Rashi, those are different dinim. Malchus Arbaim and Makas Mardus. It's not that Makas Mardus is the Kain Daraisa on the Arbaim level, but rather it's a new thing entirely. So just, I didn't know this at the time, but well, I don't even know why we saw it. But the Ritva, you have it on the side, had it on the side of his Gemara written in, that the Ritva and Makas on Chav Bez Amabez has two deos about this very question, about whether Makas Mardus is Malchus Midarabanan, or whether it's a new sug entirely. And Lechora plays into this Rashi as well. Yeah, the Gemara tells a story at the bottom of Amud Beis going on to Chesamad Aleph. Ush bezichnei derav asa lekami ledina. He came for a din. Amar lo lav ush bezichnei. Amar lo in. Yeah, I am your landlord. Amalei dina isli. I have a din. Amalei pasilin lachal dina. You ruined it because you brought up the fact that we have a relationship. Yeah, rest of the story. So Tosis here say pasilin lachal doesn't mean he's pasil. The words mean pasilin lachal. You pasil me to you, but it doesn't mean pasil mamish. It means machik hayatma aval min adin lo mifsil. It was a hachak abalma. It was a midas chasidus not to don a din Torah when he's worried that there was a sheikh advarim, but he wasn't mamish puzzle maker a din. So he says that's also the pshat in all the cases in Ksubas, all the stories that, you know, a guy was walking down the street and someone wiped a feather off of his hat, so he was forever thankful so much that he was puzzle a din Torah. No, that's a midas chasidus. So if you look at the Rambam in Chaf Gimel Gimel in Sanhedrin, you probably saw this already, but if you look at the Rambam in Chaf Gimel Gimel, so I'm quoting some of these Maisim, and he ends by saying, Ho v'hevien shelo bizmanam nifsol lo ledin. So in the context of these stories of Sheikh Advarim, of relationships, of favors that were done in the past, so even though no one bribed you, no one gave you something for the Din Torah or in the context of the Din Torah, but since there's a relationship, the context, so nifsol lo ledin. So the Rav, they have this in the Shirei Rav, so the Rav says, you see from the Rambam, that it's nifsal ledin. Meaning for Tosfos, there's a chumrah ba'alma that a person shouldn't judge a case when he has a potential far-off negiyah of some relationship. But the Rambam says this is a psul. Sounds like he says it's a psul mamish. So just interesting, the Rav gives a hesber in terms of machlokas. In case you didn't see this, it's a good marmakom. It's in page pei beis in the Shir HaRav. So the Rav says that maybe the machlokas is, what's the posel? What's the posel by Shochad? For Tosfos, maybe the psul is only accomplished through a maisa avera. If you take money, that's a maisa avera of taking a bribe. L'kichas Shochad passels the guy. Just like other averas passel a guy to be a dayan, so too, l'kichas Shochad passels a person to be a dayan. So if it was Shochad Dvarim, there was no maisa avera, what did I do actively? What did I do with a maisa to do an avera? Nothing. I had a relationship with this guy was my landlord, I was his landlord, so we have some history. I didn't do a maisa avera, so I can't be passel as a dayan. Elamai, a chumah ba'alma, a person should know that he could have negiyas, he should back out of the case, recuse himself, as they say, within case, and avoid it. But it's not going to be, it's not going to be a psul mamish. But the Rambam learned differently. The Rambam says, not the maisa avera of l'kichas shochad. That's true by other things. The maisa avera does pasal dayin, but this is not a psul of maisa avera. The psul here is not nigram aide the avera. The psul is a psul of kirv das. The fact that I have a close relationship with him, the fact that it's libo gasba, that's enough to make me pasal, make erdin, as a dayin for this guy. But it doesn't have to, it's not a chumra ba'alma, and it doesn't have to be I did a maisa avera. The fact that I have this relationship pasals me. Yeah, there's another Rambam. We saw this yesterday, Ellie and I, in Second Seder. There's another Rambam in Chav Gimel Vav. The Rambam talks about, not only, again, we have Sheikha Mamish, then we just spoke about Sheikha Dvarim, like these relationships, and then you also have Oev and Sone. So by Oev and Sone, the Rambam says, Asur l'dayin l'adin l'misha hu ohavo, af bisha eno shoshvino, velo reyo, asher knafsho, velo l'misha sono, af bisha eno oyevlo, etc. So the Radvaz just picks up that in the previous case that we mentioned, the Rambam says that a person is nifsal lekach if he was his landlord, if he had some sort of favors done for him, etc. But the Radvaz says here, by Oavo and Sono, the Rambam says, Aser ledayin ladan. So the Radvaz in his commentary says there's three categories. There's people who become pasul because you give them a fat bribe to judge the case. Okay, he's pasul mamish, fine. Then there's people who are pasul because they, Rabbi Willock said they're pasul, and we believe him. He mentioned in the Chabura some people like that. That's a category the Radvaz doesn't talk about, though. So the first category is someone gave a fat bribe. The second category, says the Radvaz, is the case we're talking about, where a person is, according to the Rambam, is nifsal. Well, I don't know in the Rambam. Either way, you look at the Radvaz. The Radvaz says there's three levels. There's pasul, which the Rambam might have two cases of that. One is real bribes, and one is the shochad dvarim we're talking about before. Tosfos will say there's a second level of machmir anafshayu, where it's a chumra ba'alma, and then there's a third level, which is it's aser ladun, but he's not pasul. That's what he says is true by oev and sone, that the person is, again, the Rambam said aser ladayin ladun. It's aser for you to don such a case. But you're not pasul. If you don that din Torah, it wouldn't be a pasul of din Torah. I don't know if the Rambam has all three of those cases, though, because those dargas, because the Rambam, according to the Rav, the Radiak was that the case that we were talking about in our Gemara, the stories where you have a relationship, Sheikh Advarim, in advance, favors, that's not a chumran afshayu. That's a nifsal. You're actually pasul. So I don't know if that's the second category. That's also pasul, just like regular Shochad. But the Radvaz says, at least in the Rishonim, you do have three dargas. One last point. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Ches Amar Aleph brings two psukim. Ksiv ki ata savo, uksiv ki ata tavi. Amar b'yochnan, amar lo Moshe le'yoshua. Moshe said to Yoshua, ata v'zakenim shadori mahem. Moshe told Yoshua, tavo, you and the zakenim. Amar l'kadosh baruch hu, no. Amar l'kadosh baruch hu, tol makel, you, Yoshua, take a stick. V'hach al-kad kadam, hit them over the heads. Da barach l'dor v'ein shnei da barin l'dor. There's only one leader. You don't need Zakenim along with you. So Moshe says, Yoshua, it's you and the Zakenim now. And Hashem says, Yoshua, you alone. Take a stick and hit him over the head. So is it Machlokas, Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? even if that's true, how do we paskin? Because isn't that even Moshe Rabbeinu's words are al pi hadibur, are from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, mi pi agvura? So what's the two ma'amarim here? One from Tzivui and one from Moshe Rabbeinu, one from Hashem himself. So Velvel talks about this. We've spoken about this this chidushei Maran Rizalevi in Parshas Vayelech already in Chabura on Daf Hey. But here it's in more context. So basically, what the Revival points out, you should read it at some point, is that there's two minuyim. He asks this question. And he says there's two minuyim that exist by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Melech and Nasi. He was Melech and Nasi, and he gives rayas both ways. He says Yoshua also took on both of those statuses. This relates to what Rabbi Pera was talking about in terms of divorcing one status from the other in the chabur about Hakel. So Yoshua became the Nasi, the Nesiyah Sanhedrin, the leader in that sense. He also became the Melech of Klal Yisrael. And you see from the pasuk in Yoshua somewhere that Mamre Pi, anyone know the pasuk offhand? Yamre Spicha, right? Chol Yamre Spicha. That's a lashon of Morib Machlis, that he has a din of Melech. So there's a merida in doing the opposite. So the Brisker Rav says that Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about one thing and Kadosh Baruch Hu was talking about another. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Ki dvar shel Moshe Rabbeinu, shel Moshe hayu le'inyan hanesiyos. Shenstava Moshe limnos lenasi. Moshe was commanded to appoint Yoshua as the Nasi. Nesis anedre gedola. Ubezeh, yeh parnas al tzibur al kol Yisrael. Bezeh shamar lo ki ata tabas amezeh, zekenim shebedor yu imach. Ki anasi yesh lo zekenim imach. He has a whole chevra, an entourage of zekenim, more part of his Sanhedrin. Uvelade ha zekenim lo yuchal asus davar. You can't do anything about the rest of your Sanhedrin. You're the head, you're the Nasi, but you need the whole Sanhedrin with you. Udvar shel Kadosh Baruch Hu hayu le'inyan hamalchus. Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Yoshua, you're also the king. Shenizmana gam lemelech haYisrael. Vezeu ki ata tavi. Be'atzmecha belo zekenim kedin melech. You don't need any help from anyone else. Sharishus nitol lo levado. It's only you. V'dabar echelador. Beli yishtat v'zacher mimo. There's no one else to help you. You're the king. That's what he says. Ve'hein hein divrei gemara, meaning this gemara's in Hadron. Ve'hein hein divrei gemara, da amar le'kadosh baruch hu tol maka l'hachal kad kadam. Ratzel lomar, di yesh lecha gam haminu shel shevet. Which is the minoy of Nesius. So it's not a machlokes, says the Brisker Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoshua, but rather it's two aspects of what Yoshua is being given at this time. Moshe Rabbeinu passed on the mantle, that was what he's charged to do, passed on the mantle of Nasi, Nesiyah Sanhedrin. HaKadosh Baruch said, also Tol Makel V'Hachal Kad Kadam, also you're going to be the king who has sole jurisdiction to beat people up, to be the Shevet on Yisrael. And that's the second aspect of king that Moshe Rabbeinu had that was also passed on to Yoshua. That came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here.